My father taught the village boys right outside our little earthen home, but I wasn't a boy, so I didn't get to learn. That didn't stop me from trying, though. I sat high up in the tree at the end of our front yard, peering through the rubbery green leaves as my father started the school day like he always did, by writing the date on the black writing slate in his hand. The boys, sitting cross-legged on the ground, copied the date on their slates. Although I couldn't read what was written, I knew what the day was before Babuji said it, because in 3 days, it was my 13th birthday, and my mother had been talking about it for weeks. Mira! Ma called out to me as she rushed from the doorway of our tiny rectangular home, a wicker bowl in her hand. The handful of distracted village boys turned her way, and Babuji gave her a sharp look for disturbing his class. Ma quickly grabbed the pleats of her dusty indigo sari as she hurried apologetically past my father toward me. Mira, she whispered, swatting at my dangling left foot until I was forced to jump down. You know you aren't allowed in his class. We have to get to the market. The vermilion bindi crumpled in the sudden wrinkles between her eyebrows. We only have 3 more days. Ma bit her lip like she always did when she was sad and began down the village path, guiding me along. We passed house after house, still glistening with dewdrops from the night before, bleating goats, and a prowling orange and white cat, its fur matted with dirt. And Ma kept chewing at her lower lip. She wasn't sad because I was turning 13 in 3 days. She was sad because in 3 days, I was going to have to move in with my husband and his family. I was sad too, and frustrated that I didn't have a say in any of this. After all, it was my life, my future that was being determined for me. Krishna and I were married when we were little. Ma loved to tell the story, far out of Babuji's earshot, of what happened when I saw the sacred fire that we would circle in the ceremony. I got so nervous at seeing the flames up close, at feeling the heat against my tiny sari. I'd had an accident in Babuji's lap. I bet not many brides wet themselves on their wedding day. But what did you expect from a scared 4-year-old?